Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I received a letter from John Johnson this week. He wanted to tell the story of what it was like around here after the big snows of 1932. You know, the snow tunnel winter. The Kickapoo overflowed its banks, and as I recall, it grew to more than 2 miles wide in several places. Towns like Little Denmark and Norseburg were simply wiped off the map, never to return. Now here in Viroqua, we fared a lot better. We took all that water and made it work for us. We did something that no one else around here even thought of. Now close your eyes and imagine this. Imagine the streets of Viroqua turned into canals, and those canals full of gondolas. That's right, gondolas! We were going to be the Venice of America. Now here's how we did it. As soon as it stopped snowing, but before temperatures rose consistently above freezing, we began building walls alongside every major street, like a hockey rink, but bigger. Main and Decker were the center of the project, and they got their water walls first. Now the walls were about 7 feet high, and the seams were tightly packed with pine tar and jute. They were as watertight as a wooden wall could be. Then we backed them up with several rows of sandbags. Now, the Great Depression was in full swing then, so there was plenty of folks more than willing to do the work. All manner of laborers, skilled and not so skilled, answered the call. They worked all day for 3 square meals and a bunk. Now, getting started was the hardest part, because, remember, we still had several feet of snow on the ground. So what we did was pound the walls straight down into the snow until they touched the ground, and then shoveled all the snow that was on the sidewalk side of the walls over into the street side of the walls. Now, picture 2 long levees facing each other about 30 feet apart, filled with snow until it mounded up in the middle. Now, all this effort had more than one fringe benefit. It was the first time in 4 months that folks around here had seen their front yards, or their front porches, for that matter. Well, the work continued until there was a system of fortified walls running throughout town. Then the end of each section was capped with an especially heavy wall perpendicular to the street, which had a drain plug located near the bottom. Just like a stock trough, except the plug was 2 feet in diameter. And so we had a closed system, full of melting snow, 12 square blocks in all, headed for history. Now, all the while these canals were being built, there were dozens of other workers fashioning the local version of a gondola. Now, Norwegians know a thing or two about boats that are pointy at both ends, being descended from Vikings and all. So it wasn't such a big deal to get a couple dozen of those boats ready for opening day. Our gondolas held up to 12 passengers, except for the flagship of the fleet, which held 22. We called her the Freya. Well, as opening day rolled around, you could taste the excitement in the air. It was a beautiful, sunny, early spring day, and at precisely 8:17 in the morning, the courthouse cannon fired. The first time since the Great Armistice that we'd seen fit to do that. The gondoliers took charge of their boats, all dressed in their particular regional bunads. Brass bands played on the library steps, and Mayor Larson made a short speech from the bow of the Freya. And wouldn't you know, I was one of those gondoliers. My little beauty was named the Lena, twice named the Lena, on the bow and the stern. As you know, a normal boat has her name on the stern only. But on a boat that's pointy at both ends, you need to name it twice, coming and going, so to speak. Well, the short of it is that we were famous, nationally renowned. People came from all over the country to see the Venice of Vernon County. Vice President Garner, Babe Ruth, and Mae West all came to town. Heck, I had the Babe in my boat for over an hour. Great guy. He called me kid. I guess he called everybody kid, but I liked him anyway. So the Venice of Vernon County lasted almost a month, right through the middle of April. Oh, there were a few folks who wanted to make them a permanent feature, wanted the waterways to be our signature, so to speak. But when you think about it, we really did it just to get ourselves dug out from that wicked winter of 32.